Leading our journey today is Father Joshua Janko, an associate pastor of the Pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Thank you for joining me today as we journey together for a few minutes. Once again, I'll reflect on the Gospel of the day in our daily Mass readings, and I will end with a short teaching on the Eucharist as we continue in our Eucharistic revival. The Gospel for today comes from St. John chapter 8, verses 21 through 30. In this passage, it is apparent how much Jesus, the Son, loves God, the Father. Jesus' words are genuine and heartfelt. Toward the end of this passage, John shares that his words and the way he spoke of his connection to the Father prompted many people to believe in him. Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." We often think of Jesus' most difficult moments in his passion and death as an experience where he is all alone. In today's gospel, we can hear Jesus himself saying that he is never alone because the Father is with him. This would be a good and helpful meditation for anyone who is struggling with loneliness, including widows, maybe someone who has just begun college, someone starting a new job, or a new member of the military. Loneliness can afflict so many people, but when we believe and live as Jesus did in union with our Heavenly Father, we realize that we are never alone. Let's take some time after listening to this reflection today by simply closing our eyes, inviting God the Father to bring to our awareness his constant presence and love. Friends, he is with us. He loves us. We are never alone. Also, I will share some encouragement on the Eucharist as we continue our Eucharistic revival. This dose of encouragement comes from a book I was given that belonged to Bishop William Lee O'Higgie of happy memory. The book is Consuming Love, Discovering Christ the Bridegroom in Holy Communion by Father Gregory Cleveland. In chapter 2, quote, "the medicine of immortality," end quote, the Eucharist is described as a sacrament of healing. When we think about the sacraments in general, the two sacraments that are most commonly called the sacraments of healing are reconciliation and the anointing of the sick. Father Gregory argues that, quote, "the Holy Eucharist is the greatest sacrament of healing. In this sacrament, we encounter Jesus fully present. He touches us and we touch him, the same Jesus who healed the sick. Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity are contained within the Blessed Sacrament." Quote, "the whole Christ is truly, really, and substantially contained. This presence is called real, by which it is not intended to exclude the other types of presence, as if they could not be real too, but because it is presence in the fullest sense. That is to say, it is substantially present by which Christ, God and man, makes himself wholly and entirely present," end quote. Jesus has made himself present so that we may abide in him and he in us. Like St. John at the Last Supper, we can lay our weary heads upon his chest and dwell on his sacred heart. Just some food for thought as we continue in our Eucharistic revival. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.